Thanks very much for that. I'm really pleased to be here, and even though I'm certainly not at home in terms of the topic and the talks I usually give, it's been very interesting yesterday and today. The maths is way over my head. What I'd like to talk about is a conceptual framework known as Hodge's model, or the healthcare domains, which was created in the 1980s. I'm on this bicycle that I can't get off, perhaps I should, because I just feel that this framework is really useful. Its utility lies not just within health, but outside of it, and I hope at the end of this quick 10 minutes that you'll appreciate that. I have a full-time job doing nursing home liaison, so my day-to-day work is quite different. This is a spare time preoccupation, shall we say. First and foremost, health plus information, what's that about? Listening to the talk about information yesterday, I suppose healthcare workers are existential informaticians. Not the ultimate one, of course, although some do behave in that way still, much better now. But most of us consider that we're assistants, really. Health is very information intensive. You know, what is intensive care if it's not about information and minute-to-minute observation as well? Health IT in the UK, if you're familiar with the Telegraph, Guardian, the media, the National Programme for IT, the NHS is currently waiting for news of a new information strategy. So information really is at the heart of health. We've talked about information as a commodity, but of course health is a key commodity to all of us and within all our families and communities. It's increasingly important to governments as well. There's been quite a story just recently about advertising, the media, and the obesity problem. And when you consider the ageing population as well, we're in quite a mess, actually, really. The adage, know thyself, must include awareness of health and well-being. And health is not always binary. Uncertainty frequently prevails. I've not got time to go into that, but this in essence is the model. It was created originally to help support holistic care, so healthcare professionals don't just focus on the physical aspects of care, they include mental health, emotional health. It might be very efficient to be task orientated, but that can be quite a cold, mechanistic experience. The basic structure of the model arises from a series of questions, very simple. Who are the subjects of healthcare? First and foremost, it's the individual, but as we've seen already here, we're focused on the group, which includes obviously the family, community, and these days populations and global health. That is increasingly an issue. Having identified the subjects, what do we do to these subjects? Well, we do things that are humanistic, things that are mechanistic. And from that, we ask, what sorts of knowledge do we need? Intrapersonal, scientific, anatomy, physiology, chemistry. We need political knowledge. Just to quickly mention, it's interesting here when you consider the Mental Health Act, where we can legally take someone out of a community for safety reasons. That is in diametric opposition to that intrapersonal mental health domain. By the same token, the sciences and the public's understanding of science, again, there's that opposition within this model. In some of the slides to follow, I've tried to colour code the domains, and that's the same on a website. In terms of healthcare, just an attempt here to suggest definitions of data, information, knowledge. data values might include temperature, pulse, respiration, blood pressure, and a myriad of other monitoring. In terms of knowledge, there's emphasis now, of course, on education for people to self-care, and perhaps a patient and a relative, especially if it's a junior, being able to demonstrate competency in managing their diabetes. We also basically do a problem-solving algorithm, if you like, in the form of assessment, planning, intervention, evaluation and review. It, in terms of engagement, obviously face-to-face interviews, telephone whenever off them, treatments and interventions that can vary from assessments through to surgery, of course, on the general side. Paper letters and case notes, there's still a lot of emphasis on that. And of course, the electronic transactions now associated with prescriptions and the finance of health is enormous, especially in the US, of course. This is just an example of the model. The slides are dense, but hopefully they'll be available, so if you wish, you can peruse them subsequently. For example, in the interpersonal domain, we're concerned with the cognitive sciences, data information, how do we define those things philosophically, intelligence. In my work, I'm used to observing for evidence of delusions, hallucinations. When is information information indeed? It's when we think of Shannon and that communications model, we can see the multiple contexts here actually within this model. And last evening I was just wondering about disease as noise, but also disease as a channel. And I think it's Canguilhem who sort of looked at morbidity and disease as a sort of a natural response, so just a different perspective. I'll move on. There may be some value in light of this event, and if time permitted to explore this further, to look at physical and cognitive access within health and contrast that with in terms of the patient as a sender and receiver of information. What channels do they have access to, and where is the noise? In my work, I'm often in nursing homes, as I mentioned, and believe me, the buzzers that are constant, it's ridiculous. Now there is an emphasis on the design of these care environments, so hopefully by the time possibly I'm in need, things will and are changing. But that is a forgotten environment, I'd have to say. That there's a lot still to be done. This is another rendering of the same model, basically. We've got a one-to-many relationship. We've got analog on the humanistic side, that caring, love, emotional, human factors, contrasting with digital process and policy on the right. I'd have to say that within IT and project management, there is a great deal of emphasis on process. And from my experience in health IT, we can trip ourselves up just focusing on process if we don't consider purpose, practice. So I'm quite an advocate for socio-technical aspects as well. Thank you. This is just trying to look at health information within the model. ICD-10 is clinical classification, as is SNOMED. Geographical information systems, there's a lot more to glean from that in terms of a delivery for health. Diagnosis, prognosis, investigative medicine. Um, So I just hope CPA stands for Care Programme Approach, and that is a way of ensuring that care is safely delivered, and that's very much policy driven. So that's the political aspect there at the bottom right. Just some examples. Information, of course, that is personalised over on the left-hand side has to be anonymised politically when that information is reported. Some questions for me include, you've been talking about bandwidth. I've been wittering on about holistic bandwidth as might apply to this model. And just questions such as, is there an implicit theory within this framework that there has to be somewhere? It isn't research-based, which I think is a great shame. I just wonder if there are some sort of compound representations within each of the domains. And to assess holistically, we need all those domains, except, of course, if it's an emergency. If somebody's heart stops, you have to deal with that. You're not concerned with the social niceties. So, a key focus for me since about 2007, although I haven't got the time to really do this justice, is the work of Peter Gaudenfors. Again, the maths is beyond me, but his definitions of domains and quality dimensions within conceptual spaces, I'd really love to explore that a bit more. And his focus on salience, which has actually come up in terms of defining the diagnostic statistical manual and trying to find a new term for schizophrenia, where they're trying to resort to salience due to stigma. I'm also just wondering about further study, actually, trying to combine the model informatics and some aspect of programming, trying to learn Drupal as well. And for me, this model can help us highlight nursing's values and other applications. And there is a need for a generic conceptual framework, not just in health, but it seems outside of that. And it's very good for making links between health, informatics, and other disciplines. There is a blog which includes a bibliography, and each of the four care domains has a links resource associated with that, and I'm on Twitter. Thanks very much. Thank you.